Damn it!
That's like the seventh time today you've refused to answer your chatter. I'd say it was your mother.
My mother is 42 light years away.
Except you'd never dare not answer your mother. Bill collectors, perhaps? Or immigration?
Damn it!
Or you've been breaking hearts in the nursing dorms, haven't you? If I look out the window here, I bet I'll see like four of them. Standing outside in short skirts and those cute little caps. Just waiting.
You need a girlfriend.
We both need girlfriends.
It's not a girlfriend at the other end of that chatter. It's a gangster.
Good-looking gangster?
Ponytail.
This is what I'm saying. You're in no position to be picky.
I was ghosting his chatter, and I sort of let him notice.
You did what? You were showing off.
Yeah.
For a girl.
Yeah.
For the arrangement.
I wish you wouldn't call her that. Her name is Sophia.
Huh. Her name is Trouble.
What do you mean?
Did I forget to mention that a good-looking guy with a ponytail was coming up to the apartment?
Oh, no.
Hey, Marta. What you got today?
I got pigeon and special.
What's the special?
I'd stick with the pigeon.
Maybe later.
Maybe later when I'm not looking you mean.
Hey, I was a kid. Jeez, let it go.
You tell that good-looking daddy of yours, hey, from me, okay?
Hey, Janissary.
Officer.
Does your dad know you're cutting the sleeves off his old shirts?
Everybody loves a girl in uniform.
Listen, Jan, I need your help.
Well, I'd crop that blue shirt of yours. Flash a little skin. A little detailing in your holster wouldn't hurt either. Accessorize, that's the key.
Get in the car, Jan.
I can't do anything for you.
Oh, I think you can. Let's take a ride so I can explain things.
You can explain things right here.
Okay. You ever want to be a cop?
Oh, yeah. It's all I think about.
There's so many sons of bitches in the world, Jan. Being a cop is a frustrating job.
You look frustrated.
If I got too frustrated, I might have to redirect my attention to that fire last week. The one that destroyed all your test samples.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
You didn't.
But why would he?
You are going to help me, Jan. But I want you to know why. Take a look at this vid tonight.
What is it?
Take a look. My chatter number's on the case. Call me when you're done. Then I'll tell you what you're gonna do.
Freelance?
Free as in paid, dude. As in I would pay you money to use your powers for good instead of...
spying on you?
That.
I don't think it would be a good idea to work for you.
Oh, you mean because of Sophia? Sophie and I work things out. Where's my damn chatter? Soph, you want to talk to Kamal?
Hi, Kamal. Aiden's a bastard.
Pardon me?
But he's my bastard.
That's good.
Thanks, Soph. See?
Yeah?
You're underestimating her.
What?
You talked to her in the last couple of days.
A little.
She told you about the bracelet. You think I bought her off?
It's an expensive bracelet.
If you think she's a whore...
Don't say it.
If I had given her that before we made up, Sophie would have run me through with a butcher knife.
Good. I mean...
You didn't want to be disappointed.
I'm not.
I'm a good judge of people, Kamal. You're not.
You shouldn't assume anything about
me. You think I'm
me.
Stupid. I'm friendly. I smile a lot. That's not what you respect. Okay.
Respect? I don't think this has anything to do...
Ah, not true. You think all the time. So think about the freelance thing. Maybe come by for dinner tomorrow. Sophia's cooking. Six-ish?
I don't think that would be such a
good
idea.
Look at it this way. Going to a job interview is not accepting a job. It's an interview. Dinner, okay?
You dry old man. They have very good pie here.
Best in Boston.
Apple, key lime, French, silk, or baklava. Although the best baklava is from Akko, one of those places everyone has been. Romans, crusaders, people as old as you.
You're older than I am.
And that's how I know you're an old man.
Key lime, then.
Two pieces of key lime and coffee. So, what happened?
With the chatternet?
With everything.
The ship, the one that crashed out of the slipstream inside lunar orbit.
The Apocalypso.
Right.
It wasn't just the ship.
Right.
It was one of ours, huh? Navy spy ship.
Right again.
There's more. But either you don't know it or you can't tell me.
You said you had a recruit.
A candidate.
A candidate.
Oh, you should retire. Why, old man?
I have work to do, more work, since some people left the business to take soft professor jobs.
I got too old for the game. And I was younger than you are now.
You said you had a candidate.
A mouse. You would never know she's there. She's a scholarship girl from some godforsaken hick town, although the only way you can tell is her haircut. She's got the clothes, all right. She just seems to have a blind spot about the hair.
Good, good.
She looks at the things ordinary people do like a scientist.
Like a detective.
Also persistent as hell. I'll send you a dossier next week.
Ah, the famous pie.
What does she see in him?
The ponytail. Girls like hair.
He nearly called her a... You heard what he said.
You think I was standing in my bedroom with my ear pressed against the door, eavesdropping?
You weren't?
Actually, I was, but it was really hard to hear.
He's so cocky.
Funny choice of words. Maybe it's the jewelry. You can tell she's used to money.
I'll need a panic button. A backup.
He can keep her in the style to which she's accustomed. What do you mean a panic button? You're not going over
there. I'll set up a program, some kind of dead man switch.
Oh, no. I don't want any part of this. I'm not trusting the hands and body of a future surgeon to the tender ministrations of a pissed-off boyfriend.
You won't even have to go inside.
Good.
Unless...
No.
I can't get to my chatter. You can be a couple blocks away, ghosting me.
Are you even listening to me? I don't want to be involved.
We'll need a code word. I'll say the 12 cranial nerves.
The 12 cranial nerves?
It's not likely to come up in conversation.
Did you hear me say no? I said no.
Except the cops need to come where I am. Okay, I've got it.
Kamal, you're not listening.
What?
Stop it, please! Don't, please! No! God!
Yo.
What do you want me to do?
You watch it.
What do you want?
At 8:30 tomorrow night. You need to be at the southwest corner of 4th downtown, under the big Spaceways vacation sign.
What do I do?
Just be on time. We'll take it from there.
And what's going to happen?
Well, I'm not going to get an arson warrant for your dad.
And?
Don't be late.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne dropped by again.
Yeah, I know. I was just... Aren't you supposed to menace guys so they won't hit on me?
You can take care of yourself.
I say that a lot, don't I?
Yeah. Hey, what's on your mind?
Just nothing, Dad.
A real nothing or code nothing?
Well, you never talk about your unit.
My... what?
Most D-mobs, they talk about their unit. They brag, they have buddies over, and bitch about the officers they hated, and lie about their kills.
That was a long time ago.
Didn't you like them?
I served with the best, Jan. The best.
Then why don't you ever...
You want me to be one of those sorry old bastards? I sit around the apartment all day drinking beer and reminiscing about the good old days?
Yeah, sometimes.
Duly noted.
I'm gonna check on Sophie in the kitchen. Let me get you another beer, dude. Be right back.
You there?
I'm here, dude. It's raining. I'm getting wet.
So, cranial nerves, you hit the buttons.
Blue, then red.
Yeah, blue, then red. I think. Yes.
Good to have you over. Good for Soph, someone from home.
Thank you. It's nice to be invited.
Dinner was good, huh? She's a good cook.
Very good. The kofte were maybe the best I've ever had.
Which was that?
The lamb meatballs.
Oh, yeah, I like those. Home cooking. So your parents are trying to get here.
They've applied, but they don't have any reason to be bumped in priority. So we're thinking when I get through with school and all that, I'll get permanent residency.
How far away is that?
At least a couple of years.
Oh, that's a long time. A couple of years. So there's the freaking rub. Have you thought about bringing them in on a visitor's visa?
I was denied.
Lots of people trying to get here these days.
Sophia said her brother was coming. You got him papers?
Yeah, he's inbound. Her mother won't leave Coral, though.
So maybe there's a way you could help my parents?
It's nice to have you come over. That freelancing thing I mentioned, it would be great. You'd be coming around, Soph would have someone from home to talk to. Could you do something like set up a chatter account?
A chatter account? I could set one up, but you don't need me to do that kind of thing.
Maybe try it now. Set me up a chatter account for Bakri Omari Mwangi. You need me to spell that?
What's his government number?
If Bakri could get a government number, Kamal, what would I need to pay you for?
All right. But this isn't about money. It's about my family.
Bringing your parents to Earth? We could talk about that.
I just want it clear. If I work for you, you'll see about getting my family here?
Kamal, that's what I do.
Okay. I can find an unclaimed address, set up a shell. From the outside, it'll be just like a regular account.
What time is it, anyway?
Okay. This will just take a sec. I have to build a filter to find an unclaimed address.
Yeah?
Berkeley Police.
What did you freaking do?
Open up, Berkeley Police.
I didn't do anything.
The Berkeley cops use their shock sticks, you know? Officer, what can I do for you on this drizzly evening?
You with the chatter, hands off it. Are you the resident? Hands off the chatter. Put them on your head. On your head. Whose apartment is this?
I live here.
Your name?
Aiden Maki.
Can I see your ID?
Sure. What seems to be the problem?
We got a trace on a chatter for a possible CP fraud. Sir, do you want to tell me just exactly what you were doing?
I was looking up a friend's address.
I'm sorry, I will have to confiscate that chatter.
Don't you have to have some sort of warrant?
Oh god, olfactory, optic, oculomotor,
trigeminal. Officer, my friend is just looking up an address.
What? Oh, right, that's me.
I will deal with you in a moment, Mr. Maki, and I will need to see some ID.
Red. Those are really great red curtains, Aiden.
I thought it was blue.
Red!
Okay.
My friend is very passionate about interior decoration.
I'm going to have to confiscate that chatter. Copy that. Repeat address, please. Jesus Christ, I'm on my way. You're a lucky bastard. I've got a priority one. I've got to go.
You have to go?
Officer under fire, about a block and a half from here.
That's it?
Unit 216 responding as backup. I'm less than two blocks from
here. Come on, what's going on?
That was weird. And convenient.
Yes, much more convenient than if you were to suddenly drop your chatter down a sewer.
What?
Yes, if you were to lose your chatter.
What?
For God's sake, you moron, smash the damn chatter with a brick and get the hell out of there!
Dude, what? Oh, the blue button. Only you didn't let me hit the blue button, you made me hit the red one. And that means... I hate you.
You had someone ghosting you. You pulled some hacker stunt to get that cop out of here.
Not me. Some other dog that looks just like me.
You were afraid. You were thinking I might be the kind of guy who would hold a grudge. Say, break your fingers, each one, with a tack hammer. Kamal, I am so not that guy.
I've gotta go. I've gotta check on my friend.
Stay, we'll talk.
For some reason, it's never plan A. No. I got my friend in a world of trouble. I've gotta go. Tell Sophia... thanks for dinner. Hiro? Hiroyuki? Are you home? You bastard. Oh, thank God you're home. You're okay? They didn't pick you up.
I'm okay. No thanks to you and half the Berkeley Police Department.
I didn't plan it that way.
I smashed the chatter, threw it down a sewer grate, and then it started raining cops. Cops in cars, cops on foot, cops dropping out of camoed Helios, cops every damn where.
Sophia sent leftovers.
And now I don't have a chatter.
I know. I'm going to give you mine.
I don't want your chatter. All my stuff was on mine. My address book, my schedule, my debit account, every damn thing.
Mine is cooler than yours.
You just couldn't let me hit that blue button, could you?
That would have pushed the officer under fire alert to my chatter, which was plan A for if Aiden tried to, you know...
pull out your lungs?
Don't sound so eager. But as it turned out, I needed the cop to go away.
Away meaning to me, and cop meaning every armed officer within 50 city blocks, all because I hit the red button.
The officer under fire alert.
While it was still on my chatter.
Yeah, but Sophie sent leftovers.
Leftovers?
Yeah, she made Marty's, little stuffed appetizers, and spiced lamb meatballs. With real meat! And almond rice. And milk pudding. So, are we okay?
Dude!
Sir, I'm gonna need to search your vehicle.
Excuse me?
Step out of the car, please, and keep your hands where I can see them.
What did I do?
Step out of the car, sir, now.
What is this? Officer, I just left work. Come on. I haven't had time to do anything illegal.
I'm gonna have to ask you to step out.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Drop the weapon!
Oh, my God!
Step back! Keep away from this vehicle. He had a weapon. You, miss, you were standing right there. You saw he drew a weapon. Right?
Right.
This is Fox 977, requesting an ambulance this location. One citizen. No, I'm okay. Send uniforms for crowd control, though. Just a traffic stop. He drew a weapon. Yeah, we'll need the scene team. But you can tell the ambulance crew their client is DRT. Miss, don't go anywhere. We'll need you to give a statement on a lie detector about what you saw. All standard procedure.
You just...
Name?
You know my... Janissary James.
We'll get you home as soon as we've taken a statement, Miss James.
Can I ask you a question, officer?
Step over here, Miss James.
What does DRT stand for?
Watch your head. It means dead right there.
So what now? Every guy you know who beats his girlfriend, you're just gonna face-hole him and blackmail somebody into backing you up?
Not just anyone. A civilian witness who can pass the lie detector. The coroner's inquest is gonna eat that up.
Wow. Serve and protect.
Last week, when I had your hand on the PQI and you sat there cool as a creamsicle and lied your pretty ass off, and the machine was too stupid to tell, I just wanted to lean across the desk and slap you.
Well, now I know something. Are you gonna pull me over in a couple of weeks and pop me too?
And a couple of days later, I figured out you were an answer to a prayer.
You can't... You can't just kill people. It can't be that easy.
Cool out, Janissary James. You didn't kill anybody. I did.
You made me part of it.
That vid you screened? That was my buddy's daughter. If that was you, what do you think your father would have done?
Leave my dad out of this.
Too late, Jan. Sometime when you were a baby, somebody stuck you with a needle and shot you full of miracles. Smart, fast, strong, never get sick, never get drunk, don't need much sleep.
How do you know?
And what did you do? Shoplift. Play high school goddess for the tormented geeks in your neighborhood.
Oh, I guess I should have been out on the streets murdering bad guys, huh? Strangling jaywalkers on my way home from school.
When I was your age, I pulled strings so I could join up a year early. Wanted to help save humankind. So you're about the last person on the planet I need a civics lecture from.
Well, you sure as hell need one from somebody.
What I needed was an asset to solve a problem. You were just dumb enough to make yourself available.
Look, you just made me help you murder someone. Could you just be a little bit nice to me?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, hang on. Oh, this bit is great. My dad loves this stuff. He says, well, he's away a lot, like years at a time. It drives him crazy. He says this stuff reminds him of what he's fighting for.
I don't understand.
That he can connect. He can listen to this stuff and imagine the people who made it. They cared about the same things we do. Making a buck, finding a girl, rooting for the home team. These old guys, they really knew people. They knew the human heart. That's what my dad says.
Why are you telling me this?
It's a long way away, you know. Out to wherever he is. He gets lonely out there. I wish you hadn't told me.
What?
About my mom.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. Forget about it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm a survivor.
Jersey, listen.
You got something good?
What?
Nah, I can tell. There's something about you, like your refresh rate goes up or something when you're, you know, like...
Efficient?
Gloating.
It's about Kamal. I started to...
Why are you following that guy anyway? I mean, not to be a jerk about it, but the planet's crawling with refuse.
I don't know. He just seems very interesting to me.
Why?
It's not important.
It's happening again?
Yes.
The reflecting thing?
Yes.
You aren't supposed to want to know why you want to know about this guy, you know?
Yes.
And that bugs the hell out of you.
I am a very curious girl.
So, about Kamal.
I ran a secondary ring around him.
Never mind.
Listen to this.
So you come by about 6:20, 6:30, something like that.
I bang on the door, demand to come in, look scary.
Pause it. Who's this?
The police officer.
What?
A police officer is a member of the civilian authority structure, granted an exclusive license to use force in the maintenance of society.
I know what a cop is. This is the cop. What's the timestamp?
13:27:41.
Before Kamal came over to the girl's apartment?
Before.
Damn!
I think of it as product testing, quality assurance. I need people who, you know, can work well under pressure.
You want him arrested?
Trying to sell me a bigger ticket item? No, just rattle and roll him.
I was thinking this time that you could...
Regular prices.
You want to stay friends with me, Aiden?
I keep a lot of friends, friend. I know the going rate.
Unfreaking believable!
You know what I am?
Incredibly illegal.
Good at my job.
Yeah, you do impressions. Just what the world needs. Superpowered spyware with a sense of humor. Wow.
I've been thinking a lot about bees.
Bees?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
And that's, like, creepy.
Yes.
This is more reflection stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
When I was little, we had this mirror in the bathroom. I used to hide behind the door and jump out and see if I can catch my reflection doing something interesting.
Startle it.
Well, before it had time to just, you know, mirror me.
You think that's what I'm doing?
Well, the thing is, you have to jump out awful fast.
Yes.
I gotta tell you, I feel kind of weird about listening to this stuff about Jan. I mean, I'm kind of wondering if you could do a little back scan on the chick down the hall, and all of a sudden you're drilling into hardened police emergency channels and, like...
So you don't want any more material on Janice Harry James?
No, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, what you got?
So you're about the last person on the planet I need a civics lecture from.
Well, you sure as hell need one from somebody.
What I needed was an asset to solve a problem. You were just dumb enough to make yourself available.
Look, you just made me help you murder someone. Could you just be a little bit nice to me?
Yeah. Okay.
That wasn't what I was expecting.
I know.
Damn.
Should I stop?
For a quality experience, the girls have to be real. Hang on, let me turn this off. You know, I just had a creepy thought.
A bee dies when it stings you.
Yeah?
But it can also sting you after it's dead.
Yuck.
Curious symmetry.
Okay, that's a creepy thought too. But you know what I was thinking?
What?
How spooky it would be if someone was listening to us right now.
To us?
Spying on us. You know, like, we're listening to them?
That would be impossible. I would know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But if they were, creepy.